In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the Sunday before the feast of the Pentecost, the Lord was preparing the disciples to the time when he is going to leave them. And of course, this brought some kind of sorrow in their hearts. But the Lord wanted to set their expectations right, because now they will have to be on their own, in a sense that they are not going to see him physically among them. So he said to them, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace." The Lord is setting the expectations of his disciples. Something very important, that we as disciples to the Lord Christ have the right expectation in him. There are many questions when it comes to the area of expectations. Many times we are disappointed, maybe in the people around us, and I wouldn't be saying something strange if we say that some of us have unmet expectations with God himself. So we have to go and examine these expectations and see if they are accurate, if they are right and fair, because our expectations, when they are not set right, this will set the stage for many problems and stumbles that we will have, unfortunately, to go through. The first question about expectations: do I have unmet expectations with God? The older son in the parable of the prodigal son, he had certain expectations from his father. That's why when his younger brother came, he did not receive him with joy. On the contrary, he went out and he left the banquet. He was disappointed that his father received his younger brother in this way. He had expectations. His father maybe should not allow the younger son to get inside the house. He had expectations that he is the one to inherit everything. His younger brother went away, and that's why in his mind, his father was unfair. Why did he receive my brother this way? He said even to his father, "I never transgressed your commandment at any time, and yet you never give me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends." We as the assembly of the believers who used to come to the church every week, sometimes we expect certain things from God. God should deal with us differently. Why he is not rewarding us as we think we deserve? Why even those people who never knew God, they never come to the church, they are still rewarded in a certain way that make us to be troubled? The problem here is we have expectations that are not accurate, are not fair. Another expectation that make some people frustrated as the Heavenly Father is in the parable of the workers of the last hour. Those people were hired at the beginning of the day, and the master said to them, "Work in my vineyard and I will give you one denarii at the end of the day." Then he went and he hired more people at the third and the sixth and the ninth hour. Even at the last hour of the day, he hired more people and they worked only 1 hour. At the time when he was giving the wages of those laborers, he started to give the last people the same denarii that he is going to give to the people who worked the whole day. So we see that those people frustrated, saying to him, "These who were hired last worked only 1 hour," they said, "and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day." And the master said to them that, "Your eyes are evil. It is my money. I give it to whoever I want. I did not deceive you. I promise that if you work, I will give you this. If I want to give extra to whoever I hire, it's up to me." It is in the same way when we see people are working the whole life versus people who work only at the last maybe years in their lives, and God will reward them the same, will get them to enter the kingdom of God as their brethren who work it the whole day. These expectations about what's fair, far from the truth that we can set for God what's fair and what is right. Also, another example of people who were frustrated and disappointed at the Lord is those who received him on Palm Sunday. They received him as a deliverer, as a Messiah who is going to restore the kingdom of Israel. That's why they were crying before him, "Hosanna to the one who comes in the name of the Lord." On Friday, when they saw him before Pilate, he's going to be sentenced to death, they were frustrated. Their expectations were not met. We wanted him a king, the one who is going to make us free from the Roman Empire and their authority. Also, we are like those people sometimes. We expect God, the Messiah, our Lord, to be an earthly deliverer, the one who is going to conquer our enemies. That whenever some people are going to gather around the church, fire will come from heaven and devour them instantly. And when this doesn't happen, then our expectations are not met and we are disappointed in God. Why He didn't do this? Why He didn't deliver us as we expected Him to do? Many, many questions about expectations that we have to set straight. The first one is, do I expect God to answer every prayer instantly with yes? Sometimes when we pray, we expect God, I want Him to answer. Why you didn't give me what I'm asking you? I fasted and I prayed. I was good over the last week or last month or last year. I have been serving you all of these years. Why you didn't give me what I think I deserve? Why you didn't answer my prayer in the way that I expected you to answer? Do I expect a life of ease if I walk with Him? And whenever I am enduring some suffering, I feel like I'm disappointed at God. I'm frustrated at Him. Why He is dealing with me this way? What did I do wrong in order for God to deal with me in this way? All of these questions reflect unmet expectations that we set it before God and we have to review them. Sometimes we expect that no matter how much I go away and I go astray and I sin against God, I will never suffer because of this. It's okay. I can sin and I say to God, I'm sorry, and God should forgive me instantly. He will forgive me. But do I expect ever to suffer because of my sins? Or I feel like it's unfair. Why God now is allowing me to bear consequences of my deeds? My brethren, we suffer a lot in our relationship with God because of these expectations that we set to Him and we set before Him, and we think that He is going to meet. He has to meet our expectations. We also sometimes have to ask the questions about unmet expectations with my family. What kind of expectations do I hold for my spouse? Do I expect a perfect spouse, that she's going to do everything right on the right time? She has to meet all of my needs and with no mistake whatsoever. Do I expect my husband to be the person who is perfect and he is always a nice and cheerful person? He has no mistake in him whatsoever. Do I expect perfection from my children? And I expect a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old or whatever teenager to think of me when I am 30 or 40. Even for children, we have to set our expectations right from our families. Sometimes kids expect that their parents are always like permissive. They are allowing them whatever they want. They can get them whatever they need. Otherwise, they are mean. What kind of expectation is this? What do we think of ourselves or we think of our families? What do I expect from the church members and those people who are serving in the church? Sometimes people come and say, Abuna, you know, the people in the church, they are not that good. What's the surprise about that? We are all sinners. We are here in a hospital coming only to the true physician of our soul and body. Why do we expect otherwise? Is the person who is complaining against the meanness of the people himself is perfect? If you are perfect, unfortunately, you don't have a place among us because we are all here sinners and we are all come here to ask for healing. These are expectations that are not right. Sometimes also we set expectations from our servants. The deacon should be in a certain way. The Sunday school servant should be in this way. Sometimes people come and say, you know, Abuna, the Sunday school is boring. What do you expect? It's not a theater. It's not an entertaining place. We are not here to laugh and joke, and then we hear all the time something that makes us excited. We are here to learn. This is something maybe we have to endure some suffering in it. We do the same in our schools. These are all expectations that are not set right, and we suffer because of them. What happens when our expectations are not met? First of all, we are frustrated. I'm frustrated at my family, I'm frustrated at my church, I'm frustrated at God Himself. And then this will lead me to anger. And these frustrations, when they build, then I am angry. Maybe I'm keeping this anger inside, but this will build a steam, and one day I'm going to explode. It is my problem. They are my expectations. But still, I think that I am right to be angry because people are not meeting my expectations. And then I start doubting God's and His love. If He loves me, why He is not giving me what I am asking for? Or maybe I don't have enough faith. I don't know what is the problem exactly. The problem is neither God's love or your faith. The problem is your expectation that need adjustment. Then I start pressuring those people whom I think they should meet my expectation. I hammer on my Sunday school teacher, have to do this, have to do this. I hammer on the church, you have to meet this. Or I hammer off my family, you have to get me this because I ask it. Pressure and pressure and pressure even sometimes will lead people to do and make decisions that are not right just to relieve themselves from the pressure of your expectations. And then we end up with a distance. God is not meeting my expectations. I am disappointing at Him. The end result is a big distance that's going to be built between me and God and me and my family, whoever I think that they are not fair to me. Expectations can tell something about whom I am. Sometimes my expectations reflect that I am not a realistic person. I expect perfection from others, while me, myself, I'm not perfect, and I know that people are not perfect, but I still think that they have to deal with me in a perfect way. Sometimes a person comes and says, I'm very sensitive. I'm expecting everyone to deal with me in a certain kind of sensitivity. Why you are not treating them with the same level of sensitivity? Why you want everyone to be watchful over what he say or what she says, but you can say whatever. You can hit the people with whatever, and then we justify it. I'm a kind person, I didn't mean it. Those people who hurt you maybe also are kind people and did not mean it. Expectation can say also that I might be a self-centered person. The whole world should revolve around me and my expectations. My family are not meeting my expectations, my church not meeting my expectations, God is not meeting my expectations. Did I ever ask myself, do I myself meet the expectations of God? Am I meeting the expectations of my family? Am I a good son or a good daughter? Especially the teenagers, with all due respect to the teens attending with us. They have certain expectations about the whole world that they have to be set in a certain way. What about yourself? Didn't you think that you are maybe frustrating your family, frustrating your parents, frustrating God Himself? But maybe when I am self-centered, I don't think this way. Everybody, everyone, including God Himself, should come to my service. Maybe my expectations tell me that I care about what God can give her here and nothing more. All what I care about is the earthly blessings. God is just a bridge. I want Him to give me something. He is not a final destination. He is not whom I am after. But God is just, or even my prayers, my worship, my service, everything is just for an earthly blessing. This is my expectations from God. If I do this, He is going to pay back in this way. If I go to the church on Sunday, He will make me to prosper. Otherwise, then we have a problem here. Maybe my expectations tell me that I am not aware of my own weaknesses. I'm not aware that me, myself, have a problem. I'm setting expectations for others, but I never examine, do I meet expectations of those people around me or not? Coming to the last point, how we should deal with expectations in the right way. First of all, if I expect God to bless my work, I have to work hard with Him. All the students at the beginning of the year, they expect God to make them successful. Do I work with Him in order for Him to grant me this? There is a wise saying by a wise person says, the expectations of life depend upon diligence. The mechanic that would perfect his work must first sharpen his tools. If I'm expecting something to come from my study, I have to work my part, and then when I expect God to help me, this is a fair expectations. If I expect my church to serve me in a certain way, I have to respond to the church in the way they are asking me to do. I have part. I have to do it, my own responsibility. Something we have to think about it. If I want my husband to meet my expectations, maybe also I need to examine myself. Am I meeting his expectations or not? Secondly, we have to search the scriptures to better understand God and His promises. Misunderstanding God will make us to expect something from Him that's not fair or not right, and He never promised. He said, in the world you will have tribulations. When tribulations come, why we are disappointed, why we feel like this is bizarre, why this is happening. We have to search the scripture to know whom God is, what we should expect from Him. Thirdly, we have to be able to communicate our expectations with love to those around us. Maybe a husband has expectations that every time he comes to home, he finds the house set in a certain way and the food is ready. He never communicated this to his wife in any way, but he's frustrated at her. He doesn't want to tell. And then he says, I don't want to hurt her feeling. But your expectations are going eventually to leave you frustrated. You will be angry at her and you will end up making her upset. Communicate your expectations and discuss them. Maybe a teen frustrated as his parents because he's not allowing him a certain thing. Maybe it's better for you to go and say to your dad, I expect you to do this. Is this fair expectations or not? Explain to me. Sometimes we are not aware, just we are not aware. Sometimes people expect that abuna should respond, for example, to a phone call within 20 to 30 minutes. And then we are frustrated if abuna answer maybe next day. Just come and say, abuna, I expect you to answer within 20 minutes. At least he can explain to you, this is not feasible because of so-and-so. But don't hold your expectations and then you get upset with when they are not met. We have at all times to reevaluate and adjust expectations. If my wife cannot come and meet my expectations in a certain way, I need to adjust. This is whom she is. She cannot do better than this. Maybe at the beginning, when my son graduated from kindergarten, I expected him to be the most genius kid ever. And then along the time, then I see that he is okay, but he is not going to be the genius whom I am thinking. I cannot just keep pressuring and expecting that he's going to meet my expectations. I expected him to be the genius that I dreamed one time to be. Maybe I need to adjust this. This is his abilities. Let me encourage him and get the best out of what he can give. We need to reevaluate and adjust our expectations with the people around us. We have always to be realistic in our expectations. Am I expecting something fair? If yes, communicate it. If no, then be realistic in your expectations. At the end, we have to set our hearts on things above. Expecting things from people will lead us one way or another to be disappointed. If you expect your children to serve you when you are in old age, maybe they're not going to meet this. If you expect your life to go in a certain kind of understanding, a mutual understanding, maybe this will not be the case. Set your heart on things above. Then as St. Paul said to the Colossians, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above. The only one truly who will never ever disappoint us is God when we set our expectations right in Him. I like this prayer that this person was praying and I brought it to you. He said, Lord, I have just finished the interview and I leave the outcome at your feet. Please grace me with the strength to accept the outcome as per your wish. He is not asking for God to grant him the job. Grant me the strength so I can accept your will. This person is setting his heart on things above. My expectations from God is he is going to do the right thing. What I'm asking that he will grace me so I can accept his will in my life. My brethren, the Lord always tried to set the expectations right. What do we expect from him? Let us work with him in order to set our expectations right in him and those people around us so are not going to be disappointed, frustrated, or angry, and we'll always have peace in him. To him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.